Thinking about this woman's future, fortunately, she seems to be doing really well at this point, Sarah. But if she were to develop disease progression, any rationale to keeping the CDK inhibitor going and switching hormonal therapy? Is that being looked at in the clinical trials? Any rationale to switching to another CDK inhibitor after progression on one?
So, you know, unfortunately, we don't have the answer to that question yet. I think part of the issue is going to depend on why the progression occurred, I think. You know, if someone tended to progress because they actually were endocrine refractory and not CDK4/6 refractory, then, you know, maybe there will be utility to swapping out the hormone and continuing the CDK4/6 beyond progression. I think it will depend on the mechanism of resistance and whether or not it'll lend to sensitivity. And so now there are lots of trials exploring this question. So there's the PACE trial, which is randomizing patients after progression on a CDK4/6 inhibitor to get fulvestrant either alone or fulvestrant with palbociclib, or an interesting arm is fulvestrant plus palbociclib plus avelumab. So that's the PD-L1 antibody. So it's a 3-arm randomization. So I think that is a randomized phase 2 that's ongoing. And so I think that will help address this question about whether or not you should continue the CDK4 beyond progression. There's also trials that are looking on adding a PI3K or mTOR inhibitor to the CDK4/6 at the time of progression, because there is some data to suggest that that may work synergistically in this refractory population. So, for example, there's the Trinity 1 trial, which is looking at everolimus exemestane plus or minus ribociclib in that population. And then we're also doing a trial of exemestane, everolimus, and palbociclib in people who've progressed on a CDK4/6. And then there's another question to ask is your question about whether or not if you swap out the CDK4/6 inhibitor, does it matter if you went from, for example, palbo to abema? And a trial also that's going to look at abemaciclib in patients who've progressed on palbo, but just continuing the aromatase inhibitor.
It's really fascinating to think about these trials combining everolimus and a CDK inhibitor. Any tolerability issues there?
So it's interesting, there are some drug-drug interactions there. So specifically with ribociclib and everolimus, the exposure level to everolimus becomes much higher when given concurrently with the ribociclib. So the dose that you have to give of the everolimus is much lower than it was, like 2.5 milligrams when given with ribo rather than the 10 milligram dose, but the exposure was as high as the 10 milligram dose. So I think that that's, you know, one issue. I think one thing we found in our phase 1 trial of exemestane, everolimus, and palbociclib is there is some synergistic effects on, you know, your blood counts. So we know everolimus can suppress your blood counts. We know palbociclib can. And so when you're giving both of these drugs, we are seeing more in the way of neutropenia. So that's why I think the doses of these agents are lower when given in combination.